Postulant.
Matches and lighters on children's toys. They are made for girls and boys.
More than 90,000 children are injured every year by fire play. Teach your children that matches and lighters are toys.
From PR News in Washington, I'm up to 55. British Prime Minister Tony Blair says people have evil ideologies.
As from Arvesa Vice Solvlik Athildas Decent Dentistus from Inadiascrity.
The U.S. Transportation Security Securationist from Interior Administration had ripped through a Turkish resort today. The U.N. Refugee Agency is racing against PR News.
America's mission in Iraq,
is the sacrifice worth it?
His make-believe world and the real world are not clearly separated.
But we have a lot more work to do.
Campaign of murder and destruction. Campaign of murder and destruction.
His make-believe world and the real world are not clearly separated.
Wait a minute. How did this happen? We're smarter than this.
Apparently not.
The charge, of course, that the United States government was complicit in 9/11. We found evidence of that. That our government planned that attack. The evidence is very strong, and that's okay. That's the way it ought to be.
They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of snakes is under their lips. Their mouths are full of bitterness and curses. And in their paths, nothing but ruin and misery. And the fear of God is not before their eyes. They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful, and they have blinded us to the truth. The human spirit is corrupted. Why do we worship greed? Because outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners. Our owners. They have us. They control us. They are our masters. Wake up! They're all about you, all around you.
In the past, officers of the air forces of the world were given no instruction or any preparation whatsoever for this mind-chilling experience when they meet the spacecraft of the overlords of the UFO face to face.
Let me go! Let me go!
The producers of this motion picture were answered on two occasions by high public affairs administrators of NASA, who stated,
"It's not in our charter to investigate the UFO."
You mean people are joining up with them? Most of us just sell out right away. Then all of a sudden we get promoted. Our bank accounts get bigger. We start buying new houses, cars. Perfect, isn't it? We'll do anything to be rich.
Look around the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere.
What do these things want? Why are they here? It's in their best interests. They're free enterprisers. The Earth is just another developing planet. Their third world.
We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us growing. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
Friends.
Yes, dear friends, and we're live tonight. Alive! And waiting for Dave. The princess is down in the reception room, awaiting the lonesome cowboy to end his solitude. 100 years of attitude, actually, is what it is. Friends, the opening collages were by, as usual, the great Fernandinandy Lee Murr, the first ones, and the great Norrell Pref. And I think Norrell Pref at norrellpref.com pulled some of that from that great John Carpenter movie, They Live.
And shamanically barbed with a side of toe, like a psychic Burt Reynolds, jumping his car through your neighbor's curly hair, spreading slack everywhere.
This is the hour of slack. And this is the hour of slack.
Now, I think El Queso All-Stars were meaning to introduce me there. This is your host, Reverend Ivan Stang. And that's the El Queso All-Stars doing our new promo music in the background. But now,
President Bush skipping. He's going to go down,
bend over, and grab the ankle.
Once again,
bend over,
whack, whack,
bend over,
whack,
bend over,
whack, 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 whack.
It is just, it's the Republican Party of
shut up!
The Republican Party of
shut up!
The Republican Party lost its way.
Double,
double,
straight.
It's like
just shut up!
It is just, it's absolutely absurd.
Come out,
whack, 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 goes,
shut up!
It's absolutely absurd.
Really irritating. I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired.
The president,
rap,
a liar,
rap,
he misled the American people,
rap,
he concocted the war for political gain. Republicans are evil, brain dead, corrupt. Republicans are evil, brain dead, corrupt. Bomb them, slash, bomb them, slash.
I'm tired of these
corrupt, brain dead, evil Republicans.
I'm really irritating.
Venus has been thinking. My lame brain is asleep. And the bombs went back to Baghdad. The buildings has to take a leap. And the country needs a haircut. And the cabinet looks like a prison break. And the Pentagon's out of cigarettes. And the president is on the make. And the penis has been thinking. The penis has been thinking. Find a reason with a Geiger counter. And it hates you and your friends, and you just can't get served without it. And the box office is drooling, and jingoism is on fire, and the newspapers were fooling, and all the peaceniks have retired. 'Cause Venus has been thinking, the penis has been thinking, the penis has been thinking, not me.
Pref, dear friends.
Not me.
At norelpref.com.
Uh-huh.
Dave and the Lonesome Mondo Retardo Band, in this particular case, recorded live in the rough on the 8X Day stage there at Brushwood, the 8th X Day drill. Ah, yes, and somewhere there is a Dave and a Princess Wee. What
They're entering. They've come into the room. They've come into their own. Everything is real and nice and beautiful.
Well, then, well, it's...
It's like leaving the womb, Stang. Everything soft and stinky and fuzzy. Nourishing and warm.
It's kind of pink and soft and glowy in
lugubrious,
here.
Like your slathering words, and very, very slicky. And then you come out and they spank you until you cry. Over and over and over again.
Well, kids, it's another one of those wacky, subgenius, funny comedy religious shows. And today we're going to be like Heaven's Gate and kill ourselves. Let's all take our pills at the same time and say, rub them out if they can't take a dump.
And with applesauce or Kool-Aid, I
get the... Oh, come on now, don't tell your kids, or your parents, or your kids. Kids,
hey, this is fun.
You can stand by and watch them die if you won't. It can get real close.
Well, I wish it was all so funny and lighthearted.
It can be at times, but... As when I came to the Subgenius Festival, the 8XD, young man, about 14, I believe. A very short man with a hat. He said, I can't stand you. As I walked to the squid tent to nourish myself, people were glad-handing me, going, hey, blah, blah, blah. And he said, I can't stand you.
Really?
I can't stand what you do.
Really? Was it the little subgenius?
It was the little subgenius. He is a fine fellow at many times, but one of his main complaints was drifting into strange... monoglyphs and...
Well, you know how kids are when they really want to act like grown-ups? They say the stupidest thing they can think of.
Well, they often...
And that's their way of acting like grown-ups. And, you know, they're not far off.
Yeah, but sometimes they wet the bed. And then way far off.
The same subgenius you're talking about actually trod on my little ego toes a couple of times in a funny way.
And I remember thinking,
you know... This is how they try to treat you as an equal. In their trying a slightly too hard way. And the reason I know that is because I can faintly remember it in my own self from my 20s and teens when foolishness
abounded
and bondage really was not very in.
People and you had the right shoes at those times, too, for both bounding and bonding.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, those were the days.
Those were better years. It's been lean lately.
Yeah,
friends.
The thick knee cusp devices that you were forced to wear back in those days.
Yes, we all had the right shoes then.
Yeah. And they keep getting different now, as if made for strange non-human feet.
Yes.
I've noticed some of them have apertures for 7 digits as opposed to 5.
Yes, I've seen that as well.
And I don't really know if they're stressing the incremental growth of a new race that will someday plantish,
or just the beautiful mutants. I mean,
I never think of it in a fashion sense. It's for the beautiful blue mutants.
Hey, speaking of beautiful blue mutants, they're going to be in Cleveland. The Devos are playing in Cleveland, right during the weekend that we're gone.
You're gone anyway.
We're gone, baby. We're going to be psyched out. We're going to a place called Cytopia. At cytopia.org in cyberspace and at a swingers resort called Hedonism 3 in Jamaica in real space. And unfortunately, that's what we have to do. We have to go work, and we don't get to go see the Devos. It's this convention we're going to is a psychedelics research and doper legalization, legalizing doping sort of a convention.
They wouldn't really make very much money if it was an actual legalization.
It's a fundraiser. You can hear in the background the war on drugs is going on, and these guys are trying to raise money for the drugs.
It sounds like a little like the demolition derby between the different police units at the county frame affair.
Need more stabilizers.
Yeah, they need them. They're like the psychic energizers. They make them take in the afternoon after the long bouts.
Well, that's the thing, you know. In the war on drugs, there's the warriors. They're on one set of drugs, and then there's warriors on another set of drugs.
Yeah, I know. It's a competing drug thing. It's like they talk about competing gods. Like, you know, the lizard people and the mammals have their own idea of what this is all about.
Yeah.
But, you know, competing drugs makes it like this.
Well,
a car crash.
And it's not fair because the alcoholics are always going to win every time because they're simply braver.
Yeah.
And the marijuana smokers and also the froppers as well. By coincidence, but you know, in both cases, they tend to be not very motivated fighters by definition of what they're fighting for.
You're like the chicken-hearted knights of old. It's more than a question of motivation. It's actually a question of physical strength. To lift one of those large killing objects requires...
Love those alcoholics. They're pretty heavy, usually, at first.
The alcoholics themselves.
They become lighter. As the years go on, they become lighter and lighter until they're like little feathers.
It's amazing. They lose sometimes 300 pounds as they scope down towards the... Yeah, I remember. I remember I had a favorite aunt. In fact, both my aunts decided to become insects. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind.
Terrorism should be number one.
Not since the beginning of time has man known such terror.
No. No.
Ah! It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
Things so evil, so fantastic, so degrading. You wonder if it isn't all a dream, a nightmare.
Dreams of limitless powers.
A land of strange rituals and savage cruelty.
You know,
terrorism should be number one.
Startling beyond belief
to strike terror into the hearts of men.
Bringing terror and death.
Well, I really don't.
Lived on human blood.
Terrorism should be number one.
3D thrill.
To shock women into uncontrolled hysteria.
Overfull with fantasies of terror.
Terror.
Terrorism and the fight and the war on terror right up front all over again.
Science was baffled.
Well, I believe it is a significant long-term issue that we got to deal with.
In the deep, deep.
We're burning fossil fuels.
In the deep, deep.
You know, look. What?
Powerful, destructive.
You know, look. What?
Most terrifying of all.
Is a lousy deal.
Science fiction adventures.
Look, we spent over $20 billion on. I know we need more nuclear power.
To prey upon the innocence of children.
Well, we've tripled the budget.
This is the story you've heard about, talked about. The spine-tingling, blood-chilling story that stuns your emotions.
That are corrupt.
Bringing terror and death.
You know,
overfull with fantasies of terror.
But no, you say, this is all too paranoid, bitter, mean, and depressing. There's more democracy and less tyranny in the world now than ever before. Get real! Sure, they can vote now in those commie countries, but where has voting gotten us? Our choices are all between two of, or maybe three scapegoats to hurl garbage at. Unseen others who make all the rules. Real governments don't want publicity. They've kept the rubes happy for centuries simply by letting them build the prisons for themselves. That's not what Bob said, but that's what Revelation X said back in the day.
Well, it is, like you said, a drug war. It's a war between the scapegoats and the hostage chickens.
And the scapegoats are just not that swift either.
No, but the hostage chickens enjoy their plight. Have you ever seen a chicken, like, with one of those gauze things and the masking tape?
Well, they grow them that way now, and they're making us, and pretty soon that's the only kind of chicken we're going to be able to eat. It's each other. The American chicken cannibalizing upon itself because
enjoy
there's nothing
American
else. You can't afford
today.
To go to the supermarket
Made
anymore. Only the
other.
Others can go into those nice air-conditioned stores. Oh, no. It's us cardboard box people have to do our radio shows using tin cans stretched with strings. Going to your radio receiver, friend.
No, I don't have a pin number. Can you hear me? This thing is filling up with...
We can't even use the electrical part of the phone wires to transmit the show. We have to use the tension of the phone wires.
And the tension is hard to maintain in the phone wire. We have to spook it with strange ideas all the time. Come up behind and go...
Oh, right. Yeah, you know, the phone wires get slack just when you don't need it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You need tension to get the show out, but that's when they blather the slack on.
Right. It's an imbalance between the flaccid and the inflaccid. The hostage chickens, the escape goats, and the cops on the, what, the blue drugs and the cops on the red drugs.
Well, I think they want us all to be on the drugs. I really do. I think they like us on the drugs because then we're easily controlled. And the more illegal the drugs are, the more control they can exert.
I don't want to be in their world.
And if you're doing the legal drugs, you're pretty much, you know, beholden to the local convenience store.
Well, at least you're not beholden on to your parts that are falling off your body, because
that's actually the alternative to the drugs. It's just grab your parts and use your parts all the way, man.
You have to use them all the time, though.
I hadn't stopped me. Well, for right this minute, I may not be using those parts. I'm using my preaching parts.
Well, it's good.
Aren't you glad?
I am glad. I wouldn't want... Yeah. Yeah.
So...
At least... Well, we is here, so, you know, that would be fun or something, but if we were alone, no, I wouldn't want you to use any parts but those domesticated, fully 100% USDA-inspected, Health Department-inspected, lubricated, and fully oblong and disconnected parts.
I just hate it when he twiddles his toes.
Oh, I see. I see where your toes go.
Prehensibility is an important skill for the subgenius preacher.
Monkeys.
When we hang out, we want to be able to hang out using all limbs.
Now you use your feet and your hands.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Use your and your the tongue.
And I can wiggle my ears fast enough to emulate or stimulate. No, I mean,
what was the name of that?
Simulate my own nervous system.
There was this great performer in showbiz at the Texas State Fair. He was up in the freak show area. They called them freaks in those days.
And they called that part not the sideshow, but the freak show area.
Yeah. Poobah. That was his name. Poobah the Magnificent. And he was magnificent because, and I saw Poobah do this. He could lift a bucket of bricks
with his
tongue, with a hook run through his tongue. A great big thick hook through the tongue of Poobah, the Magnificent. And yet, Poobah is not allowed to work because slowly but surely the states of this union made it illegal for you to show your deformities for money.
Now, what
and
kind of
some
union,
of these folks, they had... Their deformities were skilled and talented. It wasn't just the deformity you were paying, and it was only 50 cents.
Well, what kind of union of deformed people would not allow their brothers and their workers to make a few monies?
The do-gooders who aren't deformed were going, that's just terrible the way these po-buckers go and pay 50 cents and laugh at Priscilla the monkey girl and her husband the alligator man.
Well, haven't you ever seen
a natural deformity? That was a finely honed artificial deformity.
Well, no. Actually, the alligator man had ichthyosis, which causes you to grow scales.
And people to go ick.
And it wasn't enhanced with some makeup or something?
No. He was a real alligator man.
Oh,
Was a woman from Puerto Rico who was unusually hirsute.
Well, we all have to wear it sometimes. But to wear it in your pocket at all times. I mean, the poor lady... I gave her a shave or
two. I think that Priscilla the Monkey Girl and her husband the Alligator Man, whose name I can't remember, were happier than most of the people who were paying money to see them in their horrible, grotesque misery. Look at these poor... look what God could have done to you, but instead he did it to them. Aren't you glad? And the gawkers and rubberneckers go, whoa, look at that. Look at that ugly thing. The funny thing is, those ugly freakazoids, no, they can't make themselves any prettier. And that ignorant po-bucker could make himself more intelligent. But neither of them is going to do anything like that.
I understand it from a purely personal level because my weird uncle used to take, he was a carny, and you would walk into a room and there'd be a lady with perhaps three legs, right? And she'd be sitting on a sofa smoking one of those old-time cigarettes like a Pall Mall or something like that. And like one, you know, she'd be deranged in some way that her neck would be behind her foot. And,
oh, he's in there, honey. Just go walk through the door.
So after enough times of people like, you know, with foreheads or, you know, only 2 feet tall going,
he's in there, honey. Tell you, hey, buddy, he's over there.
You know, and you begin to realize that you're just having a smoke, watching the tube, the way everybody else who seems not to be deformed is are. And after a while, you prefer their company. And then you start to gibba.
Well, yeah, you become one of you. Be you want
it's
to
socially so easy. There's no, you know, okay, you know, you're a really, really very hairy lady. There's no sexual, you know. After you get over wondering what's that like, and she sounds like your aunt. Well, she goes,
"Ah, they're in there, honey." You know, it's, you know,
you get, it's like being in a nudist camp. You get used to it all too quick.
When
pretty
you do,
soon, if the thrill is gone. It's funny though. My I have a very good friend who used to be a jet setting playboy,
and
he was miserable enough as a jet setting playboy. Well, not miserable actually. He had a lot of false slack, and he himself said false slack is better than no slack at all. However, he later found out, as Reverend Carter LeBlanc preaches, that false slack is no slack at all.
Oh man!
And that and oddly enough, he got true slack when he lost his fortune and had to move back to the United States and became, in Austin, Texas, a teaching assistant who took care of severely retarded teenagers.
Cindy,
and in the act of taking care of these severely retarded teenagers, this particular sub-genius found true slack. For one thing, he said that they're just plain more honest than the regular students, who are all devious, backstabbing, typical humans.
You can use them
the
for toys, too.
The subhumans are not typical humans. They're guileless, sweet, and they have that smile because they don't know something you do know. And that makes them so much healthier in a certain way that requires you to have to feed them and take care of them and everything else like that. But, you know, the pity not Pooh Bah, for he is magnificent in his tongueliness, and pity not Ronnie and Donnie, the Siamese twins, lolling together in their fat watching TV while people pay 50 cents to watch them watch TV. Who is the freak?
Yes, who is it? And
but Ronnie and Donnie are getting paid 50 cents to sit there and watch TV.
Well, I remember,
and everybody else is having to pay that just to watch them watch TV. They don't get to see the show.
You already know that the entire life cycle from egg to adult can take less than 10 days. That's why it's important to stop growing. Clean up at least every week to help eliminate breedings. A message from the government.
I remember it was like, was 78 or 79 back at the time of her first apex nurturing. We actually worked at a criminology lab with all those people. And what's it like, to slap one of those little those?
Man. It's really hard to describe.
Now,
it's,
what it's do they call the people with only four fingers on each hand? They're fun to
human
slap
Homo sapiens.
Homo sapiens.
I thought that was like
well, you know, it's a shame because there used to be more than just us and the Homo sapiens. For not that long ago, really, even 10,000 years ago, they think there were probably Neanderthals and even Homo erecti, as well as Homo floresiensis.
Oh, they gave off their own glow as they
who were little miniature Homo erecti.
Well, why were they fluorescent, for crying out loud, Stang? You're confusing.
They were flowery. That was the flores.
Flora.
They were the Isle of Flowers. They were,
they flourished there.
The homunculus nomunculusius.
With dragons.
Was yet another, yes, they were the tiny, tiny,
the
tiny pre-humans. The homunculi? Well, I can't say it again. They lived inside the ears of the Gigantopithecus, or Gigantanthropus, I should say, like fleas. So there were actually hominids who were so tiny, they lived inside the ears and the nose hairs of other hominids who were gigantic. There were homos the size of King Kong.
Well,
man-like.
There still are very,
creatures.
Very large homos, Dang, walking around.
Really?
And if you walk down the wrong or even the right block, past the wrong club or even, you know, any other suit of cards, that some one of these large Kokomos will come and bang you on the forehead.
I miss those. I wish that would happen more often. You know, I miss the variety.
I go get slapped around by a large homosexual.
The human race wasn't always...
Oh, there was nothing like that.
You know, it wasn't just the subgeniuses and the humans. There were others one could...
actually smell like the barbacoa.
You know, at least think about
picking
up at
flavor.
The bar, you know?
Uh-huh.
Imagine if you could walk into a bar and go, yeah, I'm just such a loser. I doubt if I could score with a human chick or a subgenius.
You could
chick,
say, give me a pink lady, and there'd be a
that
real
Neanderthal
pink
over
lady there.
She's not, she looks, you know, kind of bored and lonely.
Well, ultimately,
check
you'd get
out.
So culturally thrilled
you know.
By it, you'd be checking the slope. You know, like if a Neanderthal babe had a really, like, a 45 or a 38-degree thing going back there, you know, and there's...
You've got the brow ridge, big maxillary
you say, like, check
muscle, and...
Yeah,
check the angle on that babe, you know, stuff like that. And maybe meet
what
one
a
that was...
boner. They had thick bones. Very, very much thicker musculature and bones and were stronger.
And
look
like
the slope on that babe.
Yeah.
And had great big noses, sort of like you, Dave. And,
well, their noses were actually bigger than the other parts of their heads. You can't say, well, you have the large nose or something like that. This is like the nose is the face.
And you know what big nose means?
Yeah, big moccasins.
Yeah, and you know what big moccasins mean?
Yeah, big sugar
bags. Big extinction on the way, Daddy.
Yeah, coming
because
soon.
Because there ain't room on this planet for two sets of bipeds, apparently.
Yeah.
And that's
we need
so
tortoise
we find.
Jeans,
will,
turtle flowers.
Who's going to go the way of the Neanderthals? The humans or the subgenii?
I think if they don't intermarry and perhaps spread their foul seed, their foul
seed. But that's
seed.
Just the problem, you see. The subject, you come on now. How pure blood of a Yeti are you, Dave?
Oh man, I only got like 2%.
Right?
Or something.
Yeah, that most of us. That's
I
the
just,
way we
you know,
are.
I got
we've
a hairy
got
a, bag. Got
we've
a,
got a.
You know.
We've got a. What do they call it?
He's real hairy.
There is a Yeti, and we got a touch of the. Wool brush.
Ah, yeah.
And
the lino script, they used to call it back when the monks and scribes really lived. It could actually lift. Never mind.
Every time one of us mates with a human and miscegenates and creates little half Yetensian, half human progeny, that's just watering down the Yetensian gene. So that pretty soon, there's not going to be anything left but 5 full blood Bigfoot.
But as your
people who hide
in exactly.
their castles underground and the 18 billion disgusting, crawling, wormish humans.
With very, very little control over their ample, I might add, since the mutation's limbs. Not only have they grown more, but they use them less because of the technological confabulations. You've got the people, you know, nominating themselves as, like, high emperor of the universe, and it's believed...
Like I did.
Yeah.
And look what happens.
Yeah, but you're not believed that in the future... Each one will be you know, believed, and it will only take this. Never mind.
Well, you know, de-evolution is real. Somebody was asking on alt.slack the other day, are people getting dumber? Well, yes. As a matter of fact, they are, because we haven't needed to be intelligent, to become more intelligent, since sometime in prehistory when times were so dire that we had to evolve intelligence or disappear. Well, that ain't happening anymore.
Well, what about
the less intelligent you are, the more kids you have, and the more intelligent you are, the closer you are to blowing your brains out because you just can't stand to act like a dumbass, so they'll treat you as an equal. And so thus, people are, in fact, getting dumber, and the only thing that will make us smarter is something so horrendous like
9/11
a worldwide... Oh, no, more like the tsunami, you know, more like an asteroid hitting the planet or a nuclear war.
The worst disaster that caused
when you see things
something
in the
really cool,
expand,
a gigantic
like that.
Plague, or say, what if there's a big hole, they blew a hole in the ocean and it all drained out into the underground, into hell, and all the devils would drown?
Well, it's anti-evolutionary.
It and they'd evolve. Only the smartest devils that could climb the fastest would evolve, and they'd come up onto Earth and replace
what
us.
What about those cute little red wings they have?
Homo demonicus.
Homo demonicus.
Yeah.
Boy, I've known a few of those.
See, you forget about them. Homo demonicus is still awaiting their call.
With the extra alien vertebrae hanging down from their buttocks. You know?
Would they be red or would they be white
from
living underground?
My late mom had that extra vertebrae.
So she was one of the little demonesses.
Yeah, my brother has a little vestigial horn on this side, and
why
I had one
on
this side that I had
lying?
Removed. And if you can feel of it, it's growing back. Come on, you can go ahead and feel
of
it.
I do
if you
have
want
the alien vertebrae. I've counted.
Can I feel that?
No, you can't feel it, but you can smell it.
Come on.
You can perhaps envisage it in your mind. What about advancing torpor among the populace?
And what happens to the vestigial brain?
Where was it?
That's all it is.
Are you talking about the one on the hypothalamus, the pituitary, or the thyroid? Or
the third nostril, man.
Oh.
The third nostril, the nastiest, filthiest organ of the body.
The snapper's olfagus, and boy, does it stink when it smells.
You know, the stories of the legendary X-ray specs are based on the third nostril.
Now, I didn't know that band had an extra nostril for each one of them. I figured the singing would be much higher.
No, not the band X-ray specs. The actual X-ray spectacles that you used to be able to buy for 10 cents that really worked.
Yeah.
Well, out of the back of a comic book, you really could see through people's clothing.
Yeah. Oh, man. I used to send those to convicts.
The funny thing is everybody thought, oh, yeah, sure. But they really did work.
They
and, of
did.
Course, now they're illegal. Once the man found out that they really weren't.
Well, that's how you and we got hooked up, isn't it? You had an old pair of the X-ray specs, and you started walking down the street, and you said, hey, I expect this to happen right now.
Is he gone again?
Do you know the signs of depression? It's just having a bad day.
He doesn't care.
Depression is just having a bad day. Change is loss of lack of...
He seems to be moving.
Maybe we should say something.
Free mental illnesses. Wisconsin United for Mental Illnesses reminds you, mental illnesses are real common...
Well, I'm going to change the subject. What do we have here? Oh, the new Queechy Bow is out.
You know.
The new Queechy Bow is out, Dave.
There's a subject.
Subject.
You know, there's music in the background, too. Lemur Devotee did this. He's not Lemur.
He's delightful.
He's the devotee of Lemur.
This is quite enhancing the nauseous mood I'm already feeling.
No,
it is lovely. In a kind of pineal way.
Yeah, well, it is a pineal. Anyway, I was going to say, the new Queechy Bow magazine is out. Queechy Bow is the only subgenius magazine that's actually printed on paper anymore. The Stark Fist of Removal is printed on paper, in theory. But, yes, the Queechy Bow is out. This is the 29th issue, believe it or not, and they have a special about Dick Gobbs, the detective who is Bob Dobbs' brother. Is an excerpt from a Russian article about the Church of the Subgenius, which was we found on the web. And this alternate history of the discovery of Dobbstown by Johann Dobbsiepi, the perpetual slack machine and the discovery of Dobbstown, which if we had about 5 hours, we would read. But I wanted to actually give the address of Queechy Bow in case anybody needs to write for information. Queechy Bow is spelled, of course, Queechy Bow, just like you would expect, at 18 West Main. That's pretty easy. 18 West Main. Greenfield, Indiana. 4614 0. You can't really, I don't think there's a QueechyBow.com, and that's the reason I mentioned that address, but you might try it.
Reverend Stang, please spell QueechyBow for those people that are
disabled of spelling?
Q is for quiet character full of dignity. U is for understanding even when we don't agree. I is for inspiration that strengthens and renews. J is for the jewel of a friend I have in you. I is for inward strength, a quality that's rare. B is for brightening days that started in despair. O is for openness, not having to pretend. Quijibo, my nephew and friend. Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you so very much for being a friend, Mr. Quijibo. Now, could you please, please remove the restraining devices and place the whizzy cap, which resembles a flapper's top from the 1920s, on the little vagina woman's head. And watch the lights dance. They're dancing now. They're doing the twangle.
I've never seen anything like that.
Wow, kid. Hey, I heard, speaking of, Larry Harmon, the owner and operator of Bozo the Clown, who is 80 years old, has just lost his lease in New York City and he's lost his extra house in New York, and he only has the house in California now.
Oh!
And that's sad. That's the kind of thing that makes the news in this day and age. And the new Verbicide magazine, which I have never seen this magazine before, but they sent it to me, and it had an article about the subgenius Detroit Devival.
I've heard of this. I think I might have known folks in this magazine.
Really? Yeah, yes. It's a rock and roll magazine with all these rock, and it has an interview with James Kochalka, superstar. He's the only rock star in this whole magazine besides the amino acids that I've even heard of. Which figures, you know.
Well, since you are blind in both ears and...
I'm blind to everything that is not of Dobbs, that's right.
Yes, and you're also a salient member of the Deaf and Dumb Club.
I did it on purpose.
Well, the feet don't, you know, don't really
I like
hurt.
It that way!
No, the feet don't
fail me now.
No, the feet don't help the situation.
I like it this way. I like to be blind to everything but Bob. I put spikes in my eyes if I see anything that's like... anti-Bob. No. I mean, metaphorical spikes. Otherwise, if I put real spikes, I wouldn't be able to see Bob.
Metaphorical spikes.
I wouldn't be able to get off.
Those are very hard to drive in. That's like
you
driving
get to where
in.
You,
they like drive... Never mind.
You get to where you can't get off unless you can see Bob somewhere in your field of vision.
He's not in your field of vision.
And that's how we make our money.
Bob doesn't... He enters into the auric magma, is that
what
it's called?
Well, that too.
He enters first through the auric magma, meaning you can see his blue or his purple, or you can see one of the colors from his defluorization. And then you can see him in your field of vision, as you call it so painfully, as if, you know, stars and numbers were all the same. We're all blocked into some huge grid or some griffless, magnificent gargoyle.
Is that why we have friends who have the little Dobbs head printed on the inside of their glasses and those other people that have the clear stickers on the front of their windshield of their cars and their television sets and everything that they look through so that they'll have that little clear
Dobbs
head?
Well, you've seen
Dobbs
the one
head?
On the the underside of my
please,
eyelid?
Oh, please, no, don't. Well, I don't want to
see underside under my eye.
Pull it back.
Please,
let's
please,
take a look
Reverend
at that
Stan,
tissue. There
stop.
It is.
No, don't.
Is it still
there?
Yes.
Is it still there?
The message is still there.
You know, I was so disappointed because I can't actually see it, even though idea is cool.
It's, yeah. It's,
having a Dobbs head tattooed on the inside of your eyelid. But when you close your eye, there's no light to light it up.
Well, it does tell good old Corporal Colossum, or whatever his name in the midbrain there, to keep on chewing up thoughts of Dobbs. It just keeps on saying it over and over and over. So it just keeps saying it over and over and over again. It goes directly back in. Well, you know, that's...
In fact, that noise, if you slow that down, that's like saying Bob, 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 Bob really fast in nanosecond or microsecond. Increments.
Well, that's
it's the interstices between the bobs are so narrow that you don't sense them. Your brain isn't high res enough, so you hear it as one continuous sound.
Yeah, man, but that's where the art is in the space.
But it's
in
actually
the air. It's in the contrast between the thing that's happening and not happening. It's in the amount of pause you take or the pause you're wearing at the party. It's a five thing. It's count five and then backwards again. You know. It's
well, now, Dave, it even more. basic than that. It's a binary code. B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O. Or you can start B-B-O-O-O-O-O-B-B-O-O-O-B. I just said a secret message.
Well, likewise.
In saying that.
It's like Comanche. You can also count it as beta zero, beta zero, beta zero, beta zero, beta zero, beta zero, blah, 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 blah.
You know, beta Comanche?
Well, not Comanche. That would be kind of a far-out way of doing it. You have to find a Comanche speaker and then translate it from beta zero into Comanche. But I don't know. I was just thinking about...
What is beta zero?
Well, those are numerical terms meaning null and void, and the other one is full of suet or party cakes or something.
I don't know.
It's not infinity. It's just like effulgence or largeness of something.
I flunked math. I can't. It's hard for me to keep up with you scientists.
Well, types. I fluked it. I didn't exactly flunk it. I fluked it. I parlayed some of the things I knew into a contract with NASA to have everyone killed.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
And then they got me. That was not funny, man.
No, okay.
My parents had one of those burning parts fly through their kitchen ceiling.
Sorry. Well, I suppose they made something tasty out of it.
Yep. Oh, yeah, but you use all the parts of a disintegrating space shuttle, and I shouldn't say that, actually.
Right.
Those guys are coming back right about now, aren't they?
There might be some good eating on the way.
They're supposed to.
Baribakoa. No.
Well, you know, it's a shame because we've had to rent Russian Soyuz rockets to get supplies up to the folks in the space station.
Well, if they know tiles are going to fall off every time, why do they continuously send tile falling things up there?
Well, they just hope there are not too many, and they've always had tiles fall off. It's just that
sometimes it's
too much is
calamitous.
Always worse than not enough.
The tiles are falling.
Yeah. Isn't there a Chicken Little movie coming out?
Yeah, I think so.
About, the Beta Omicron.
There's a end of the world movie every few months now that comes out, and every summer, just for X Day, there's one that's about aliens destroying the world, but then the world beating the aliens at the very last minute. They always do that.
Well, there's an
lying Hollywood bastards. Martians run Hollywood.
Of course they do. They have for years, man. Yeah.
That goes back to saying.
Just like before World War II, man.
That goes without sanity. That goes without sane.
Well.
Num sane?
Goes without sane. Note you're sane.
Num sane.
Note you're sane. Do you appreciate what I'm talking about?
It is much faster, so I wouldn't make fun of that.
Oye. What of Oye? And what it has been so long since we indulged in a good bout of Oyeanity.
Well, how come you didn't say Oyeism? Oygas or something like that? I don't get it.
Princess, we and I have developed the Oye mantra to the point where it's like, Oye.
What do you need?
Oye.
Corporate government.
Oye. Oye.
Language unto itself, the Oye language.
Just enough Jesus and Buddha too, so you don't slit your wrists in the cadaver. Oh, corporate government religion. Oye, corporate government religion. Oye, corporate government religion is what you really need. Bam, bam, bam.
That was the corporate government religion calypso with Oye in it.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Wasn't that supposed to be on the previous show, though?
Previous to what?
There is no before. There is no after. There is no time between. This is the moment and has elapsed.
This is the now, baby. Actually, this could be the then. You don't know. You don't know if you're on tape.
They're fluxing it back and forward now. It's getting very confusing.
It's just a bunch of flux.
For all we know, this has all been playback ever since X Day, since the real rupture happened, and we really were all ruptured away.
And we don't even know which brain it's spewing out of right now. It could be anybody's. It could be people with some bad Hungarian habits.
Well, if it's coming out of any brain, it's for me, it's going to be my brain. For you, of course, you're going to think it's your brain, but since it really is me, it's really my brain thinking your thought, I would be the only brain in that hypothetical situation.
Well, I've always
only I understand.
Needed others to do my thinking for me.
No one understands.
I prefer to sit back and glisten.
Well, that's what the Church of the Subgenius is here for, Dave.
You're so pretty when you sit back and glisten, Dave.
And glisten. Well.
No, I forget. Oh, here we are.
Oh,
look,
it's
Chipa, her suit woman. And whose suit she wearing? Her own. But she sure is fuzzy. And
she
loves Dob so much. And look over there. Oh, geez, Melly, this is going to be great. I think I got a tumor. Look at him. Aha, what a huge nose zone. What a big old nose to come. That one's got a big old dog nose on it. Yeah.
Smells like a dog, too.
Yeah, well, look at the ears, and that's supposed to be a human specimen. Well, here in Dobbstown, the amusement party, I'm from the sideshow field in Pasta Midway, three blocks from the French fry machinery.
Yeah.
That's why all they're selling nowadays, except for the exploding bush heads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the exploding presidential heads. I can't really remember now. Oh, what is that one?
I don't know.
It makes so many noises and so many pretty colors.
It's really, really pretty.
It's flashy. Oh, my eyes are starting to burn now.
Mine too. What is that?
I need some relief. You got any stuff in stuff in? Down need to have some props. I have a prop of zip. For crying out loud, I can't see already. I'm doing that for LSD. I'm blind.
On our steps are as unsure at noon as they are at night, for they walk in unfamiliar waters. And although the turds and condiments are equal to those given to the children, pray for us.
Pray for us.
Pray for us.
Damn you, get up and pray. No, sit down. Now, kneel. Put out the needle. Get up. Pray for us.
First to Germany land. Hello, friends, you're listening to Subgenius Radio Ministry, Hour of the Slack, number, what is this, 1,007.
1,007.
Lucky seven.
Yes. WCSB listeners, of course, haven't heard the 105 and 106, but I have, and they've been unbelievably bad. Okay, friends, if you need more information about the Church of the Subgenius, you can always look it up, if you must, at subgenius.com. Doesn't that make perfect sense? And yep. I must thank, while we are here,
we should
Lonesome Cowboy Dave and Princess We Are Doe, who came in. And also, I must especially thank Dr. Sinister, who is going to relieve me of running this show and take over his own show very soon, Radio Synesthesia, which is also heard on this show. It's like his ever-inverting bunch of Klein bottles. Show within show. With KPFA wrapped around WCSB, wrapped in up inside Hour of Slack, and then spewed again all over WREK in Atlanta, say, for instance. So,
you got
it's
your
like
show
interpreting
on my
a
show.
Lucid dream. Everything that comes in goes down and swirls like the mystic eye of a guru or genie.
Hey, your W-O-R-T fell into my W-C-S-B.
Oh, that's genteel. That's old lady humor, you bloody...
It's time for us to go, and we'll leave the sub-demies with a song.
About the agonizing last moment.
Well, It's the theme from one of the dumbest TV shows that ever was. Not this music, which is Night on Disco Mountain from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, I believe. But let's see, which... Okay, this is the one I want. And we'll just go like that. No, that won't do it.
It's about time, it's about space, about strange people in the strangest place. It's about time, it's about flight, traveling faster than the speed of light. About space people and a brave crew, as through the barrier of time they flew. Past the Roman senators, past an armored knight, past the firing minutemen, to this modern sight. It's about time for you and me to meet these people of amazing feats. It's about two astronauts and how they educate. A prehistoric woman and her prehistoric mate. It's about time, it's about space, about strange people in the strangest place. They will be here with all of us, dodging a taxi, a car, a bus. Where will they go? What will they do? In this strange place where everything is new, will they manage to survive? Watch each week and see. Will they get accustomed to the 20th century? It's about time for our goodbyes to all our prehistoric gals and guys. And now, it's about time, it's about time, it's about time.
Thanks to Lemur and Norel Pref for the uncredited collages, and to Prent Rogers for some of the background music, such as this. And friends, if you're listening to this show on college radio, that's where it ended, and therefore you're not hearing this part, because this is the tacked-on part of the show, the cuss-filled, X-rated, no-holds-barred, internet- and subscriber-only part of the now more than an hour of Slack, where we tack on stuff we can't play on normal radio, such as this recording of Lonesome Cowboy Dave and the Mondo Retardo Band attempting to cover a beloved Parker and Stone classic from the recent movie Team America. It's a bit of a mess due to the unfortunate recording and mental conditions, but I know you'd hate me if I let you go through life never even knowing that this track existed.
America, fuck yeah, coming again, save a motherfucking day, yeah. America, fuck yeah, freedom is the only way, yeah. Terrorist, your game is through. Now you have to answer to America, fuck yeah, America, fuck.
Oye.